y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Raw Talk with Ra. That is me. I don't know why I'm singing. Because I just don't know how to start these fucking podcasts. I don't know how fucking people do it. Anyways, I am going to be talking about how to deal with people that are constantly judging your life, constantly judging you, and constantly just trying to bring you fucking down. That is something I deal with very often. I've also been dealing with it pretty much my whole fucking life. And, yeah, so we're just going to talk about how to deal with that. And we're also going to dig right into things that, in my life, that pretty much cause people to talk shit like that about me. So if you are in a situation like that, where people just really love to talk about you, talk shit about you, bring you down, you know, instead of bringing people up, they're ripping you down, talking shit, making you hate your life. And we're going to talk about that because everyone should know how to handle things like that. And I'm going to try to talk you into, you know, handling that. So, welcome to the pod. Keep on listening. Make sure you listen to it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, because that's actually, I lied, not Apple Podcasts, because I'm not that fancy yet. One day. So listen to it on Spotify, listen to it on Anchor, follow the link, do what you fucking can, listen, and help me get that coin, and let me help you out. Let's fucking go. Okay, so I'm not quite sure how I'm supposed to start this off. I don't even know where to start. See, the problem with me is I will start somewhere, and then I'll forget that I forgot some things in the beginning, and then I'll have to backtrack. It's just a fucking mess. But we're gonna try, because this wouldn't be me if it wasn't me being myself, aka one of the reasons why it is called Raw Talk. It's because this is not edited, bitch. Like, this is the real deal. So I grew up very poor. Obviously not like dirt poor, but pretty fucking poor. My electricity was always going out. I mean, luckily I always had food and a roof over my head, so I wasn't that poor, but I was pretty fucking poor. And we're not gonna get into that, because that's for a different episode. So, but anyways, so I grew up kind of wishing I had what other people had. One of my friends, I'm not gonna mention her name, but she had a beautiful house. And when I slept over, it was just, like, crazy, because she had, like, the dream bedroom, she had my dream computer, like, she had, like, everything that I've always wanted. So, two of my friends, honestly, growing up. And I've just always been somebody who just looked at other people and just wanted to be like them, wanted to have what they have, wanted to live the life that they lived, right? So, whatever, I go through high school, or graduate high school, I start going to school. College, that is. And in college, I was the same person. I really wanted what other people had, and it was just really sad. Which, I mean, it's very materialistic. I shouldn't be looking at other people and wanting what they have. I should be grateful for what I have. But, you know, just growing up with not having much, you kind of just can't help that. So, fast forward a few years, I left school because I couldn't get any more loans. So that was the end of 2016, or the beginning, the end of the school year, 2016. So May of 2016, right? 2014, 2015. Yeah. Then 2015. Yeah. So, in May of 2016, I had left school because I couldn't get any more loans. And then as time went on, you know, I finally got full time at my job. Then I moved to a different location of my job where I was working 50 hours a week. So it was 40 hours plus the 10 hours of overtime, time and a half on Sunday, all that kind of stuff. So I was able to make more money, but me being me, I just had a lot of bills. So back then, I'm talking like 2019, 2020, 2018, 2019, 2020. I can't think of like the correct, like, date and time. I can't remember the correct, like, date, because, like, my brain is, like, all fucked up. It's everywhere. I don't remember anything. However, so
my bills for a single individual, like, not single, yes, I'm in a relationship, I don't know why I had to specify that, but as one individual, my bills were well over $1,300 a month, and that's a lot for one single individual. Granted, my bills are much higher now, and we'll get into that, but then I wasn't very good at managing my finances, and when I had left my job originally due to stress, I went to Verizon thinking it was going to be much better because it was less stressful, I wasn't on my feet all the time, and for a big bitch, it really fucking hurts. And everyone takes, like, their mental health differently, and everyone can handle things completely different than other people. So, when I had left, I thought that everything was going to be greener. Verizon wasn't just commission, it was salary plus commission. It was hourly plus commission, so it was going to be good. Yeah, no, it fucked me in the ass. Bad. And it wasn't enjoyable. So, I was negative, like... So, to put into perspective, while working at Cumbie's, where I worked 50 hours a week, I was only negative by maybe 100 twice a month by, like, the time and the date my bills came out versus when I got paid. When I started working at Verizon, I was negative, like, 400 to 500, like, three times a month because it was biweekly and I was getting paid shit. And if you're ever thinking about working for Verizon, fuck them. Like, I love them. I have them as a phone provider. However, working for them is fucking bullshit. And I don't want to get too off track here, but there was a time where I was working really hard. And if anyone knows me, I'm not really good at, like, sales or upselling anything. Like, even the littlest things. And I had sold a good amount of commission. Like, that includes, like, accessories and certain upgrades and new lines and stupid technical shit. I had earned over $300 in commission for a certain pay period, and they only gave me, like, $98 in commission because not everyone in the store had reached their goals. So they literally screwed me out of, like, $200-something because of not everyone meeting their goals, me included. And I think that's fucking robbery. Aside the point. So I left Verizon and decided to go back to Cumbie's, and even with getting a new car, it cost me $400 a month. And the only reason it cost me $400 a month is because I'm bougie. I got a new car. My 1999 Corolla shit the bed for 3 months, and I had to get rides to work at four in the morning, like, for 3 months. And I got a new car. I got a 2014 Chevy Cruze. She was my baby, but I got bored of her fast. And in August, I got a new car, but I wasn't done paying off my other one. So I'm technically paying for two cars, which is why my car payment's $400-something a month. But it's fine. Now, this is where I'm going to start getting a little more technical. There was a time when I was not having much money. I was constantly posting on Facebook and social media, reaching out for help or anything, like, not even, like, not money help, but for pointers or, like, venting. Because if I'm stressed, I'm going to make sure people know. It's a coping mechanism for me, I want to say. Same thing with, like, when I'm losing weight, I like to post on my progress, or when I'm not doing so well on social media, just so that I can, one, hold myself accountable. But it's a way for me to get other people's insight. So that's what I was doing when I was having no money. And, but when I was doing well on money, like, not even well, like, I don't have any money in a savings account, but I'm not negative anymore. So, like, ever. Even though my bills are much, 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 much higher, I think I've managed to get a good happy medium. So, anyways, I never decided to say, oh, I'm doing so well, because you like to stay humble, like, when you're actually doing the right thing, you don't want to, like, blurst it all over the place. So I didn't. So there was a time where on Snapchat I had posted one of those YOLO things where it's like anonymous, and I should know through all of my years growing up being bullied that doing anonymous things is not good for you, but I did it anyway, and I got so much hate. I'm actually currently looking through my YOLO. Let's just say, so they always start off good. And then one of the ones I chose to do was ask me anything you want. And someone said, do you ever realize that you sometimes get advice that is detrimental? Another one was, you literally post that you have $3 to your name and then you buy $60 worth of stuff that you don't need. Constantly post your negative 400 in debt and then post a BBW haul. Not responsible in the slightest. When you complain you have no money and then post new things you bought. I agree with those people. Let's see, what else? CEO of having 10 credit cards and loans for a degree that you didn't get. So those are most of the bad ones that I got, like, recently when I post them. I don't get any bad things anymore because, one, I don't post that I'm poor or negative or anything like that. But that is just one little insight of the times, the hundreds of times I have been shot down or told that I shouldn't be buying things for myself, or just being, like, complete. I can't even, like, think of the times, but being completely shot down without a hope and stuff like that used to bother me. And I mean, it's me, I'm petty, I'm gonna get defensive. Not even defensive, I really just like to be able to, how do I say this, defend myself, because if someone's wrong, they're wrong. So one of the things I had said back to one of those was, yeah, I used to post that I was negative all the time, but have you seen a post recently? That means I'm not having that struggle anymore. Fair for you to assume, but I'm not. And a lot of people would reply up to those and say, why are you getting so heated? Because I don't like when people assume things about me. Like, I'm stupid, but I'm not stupid. Like, I always make sure my bills are paid before I do anything. Always. Like, I always ensure that my bills are paid before I treat myself to anything. And I've been treating myself a lot. And I deserve it. Because all the stress that's going on in my life between school and work and my health journey. Like, which I never believed in retail therapy, but bitch, you better believe I believe that shit now. That is legit. Like, there is something about getting a package in the mail. And just knowing what you're getting that you've always wanted and you love it. Like, it's a real thing. Like, it truly is. And I don't like to admit that I love retail therapy. But, you know, there's worse things in the world, like drugs. And that ain't me. So, pretty much, when people like to say shit to me, I kind of just politely look at them. Or not even, because these people don't even say things to my face. So I can't even look at them. I don't even know who they are. They're random people. So it's usually anonymous. And I don't know who they are. So what I do in response is I'll usually make a full, like, Snapchat of myself and post it on my story. So that anyone who is viewing my story and said those fucking shitty things can see it. They usually don't say anything, but I'll usually just make a universal post and clear shit up and just make sure people are aware. Like, and I shouldn't stoop down to their level. I shouldn't make them aware of, like, my financials and, like, how I'm actually doing well. Because no matter what, if you're doing well, if you're doing poor, someone is going to try to bring you down and put you on blast. It doesn't fucking matter. But me being me, I have to tell my side. And that's what I did. So if anyone is really ever just bashing you for the lifestyle that you live, you know, you can either let it be, or you can be like me, and you can just fucking put their shit on blast, because that's just not fair. I have no words. So, speaking of having no words, I'm going to take a pause. I'm going to let you guys listen to an ad by me, and then we'll get right back into it when I can fucking unjumble the words in my brain and make sense of them. So, I'll be back. Okay, so thank you for listening to that. It helps me get some coin when I take time out of my day to record an episode that nobody's going to listen to, but it's fine. Sorry, I'm just a tad bit salty. Anyways, yeah. So, all in all, like, this episode was kind of short, but it's fine. All in all, there are always going to be people doubting you or coming to verbally attack you with their shitty-ass fucking words, and it's going to happen. There is quite literally no way to avoid it unless you're just some perfect person, and even then, that's not true, because one, there's no such thing as anyone who's perfect, and second of all, people are going to fucking attack you no matter who you are. People attack celebrities, people that are, like, mostly the most perfect people ever, but not really. So, there are always going to be people who are going to try to bring you down and doubt you, and even when you're doing well and having things that you've never had before in your life that you've always wanted, like myself, there will literally always be people that are trying to bring you down, and they don't always present themselves up front. They present themselves as anonymous because they just don't want to say things that show who they are. And that's just how you know they're weak. And you just truly shouldn't pay any mind to it. Like, I'm not really good. Like, I say pay no mind to it, but I do. Just because, like, I want to be able to defend myself. Like, if you personally don't have the energy to defend yourself, I wouldn't bother. But it's me. I'm petty, and I work hard for the shit that I have. And there's a lot of stress and pain and torture, both physically and mentally, that went into me deserving these things and me actually getting those things that I've always wanted. So I like to ensure that people know that I'm not fucking around. And if you're going to shit talk me, I'm going to shit talk you right back. But again, you don't always have to do that. That's just who I am as a person. I actually would highly recommend not doing that. But again, it's me, and this podcast wouldn't be called Raw Talk if I wasn't being myself, like my full, open, and honest self. So, but that's just how I am. That's just how the fucking cookie crumbles, bro. That's just how it goes. So, yeah. If anyone ever presents themselves in your life and you actually know who they are and they're actually not on an anonymous screen, you need to remove them from your life. You can either do that by physically telling them that you are doing that, or you can just do it on your own. You can unfriend them, or you can block them, you can unfollow them, do anything in your power to ensure that they are no longer a part of your life, and you can put your profile on private so that the people that want to see you, you can actually physically approve, because nobody deserves watching you in your success to just tear it down. Because me, like, I know what it's like to build up from the fucking ground and get that teared down. And it's not fucking cool. So, you have everything in your power. Everything is in your fucking hands. So, if someone presents themselves not on an anonymous thing, then I would highly recommend removing them from your life. And if they are on an anonymous thing, just make sure that you're tough enough to handle it. So, like, I have a very hard exterior. I'm very soft on the inside, but most things don't reach my inside, which is why I'm usually, it's like I repel anything that gets thrown at me, pretty much. Because of all the shit that I've been through growing up, I'm very, very good at just pushing it aside and literally not letting it affect me. But not everyone is that way, which is why I personally still post those anonymous things, giving people the opportunity to say the shit that they want to say. And it just doesn't bother me. So if you're not that kind of person, I would, again, highly recommend not doing that. But if you are like me, hey, what's up? We should be pals. Even if you're not like me, we should be pals. We can build each other up instead of ripping them down like everyone decides to fucking do in the world. I don't know why that is the way it is. But it is. That is just the sad, sad fucking truth. Sorry, that was a beautiful stretch. But as I sit here and watch the snowflakes fucking fall down and on April 16th, just don't let shit like that bother you. I know it's hard and I know it's easier said than done. I know. When I tell you I know, I fucking mean it. I know. But focus on your shit. Go shopping. Fucking do what you can to make yourself happy. Because, like, in a world like today, nobody really cares about your happiness. I mean, I care about your happiness. But a lot of people don't. And a lot of people will disguise themselves as someone else just to sit there and shit on your life. So I'm going to end this episode. But if you take anything away from this episode, be fucking strong. Keep doing you. Do what makes you happy. If you physically can do it, then I would say fucking do it. Life is short. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to have the things that bring you joy in life. As long as they're not fucking killing you, you know? Don't be stupid. But yeah, I'm going to end this episode now. But if you have any recommendations, please head on over to the Raw Talk Pod Instagram page or our Facebook page. It might be easier to do Instagram. But if you're able to head on over there, send me a message. I would love to hear your recommendations and I will gladly do an episode on something that you would like. So thank you and I will see you guys soon. Let's see you guys. Y'all will hear me soon with a new episode as soon as possible. Thanks guys. Love you. Bye.